You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Everything starts with vision. And I'll be honest with you, most people that I initially work with, you guys, very, very few, maybe 1%, 2%, have actually taken any time out of their lives to do what's called vision work. And when you have a clear vision, this is how you go and get fast results. So I spend at least twice a year working on vision. Well, it's sort of a daily thing, but I actually go away twice a year. Me and my business partner, Jay, we'll go somewhere really nice. We'll get rid of the phones, we'll get rid of the laptops, and we will look at vision work. So I'm gonna really share some important stuff with you now that they don't teach you at school. You probably haven't learnt this through college and university, and almost the entire population does not do, but when you do it, you will be ahead of the game. Does that sound good? Yes or no, guys? Yeah. Great. So vision work. What is vision? Vision is understanding that you are the heartbeat of your business. Taking full ownership of the good, the bad, and the ugly. You are responsible when things go bad. You are responsible when things go good. Each and every single one of you are going to become the heartbeat of your property empires. You are going to be that shining light, that magnet. You're going to attract people to your business because you're going to have a good vision. You're going to take full responsibility, full ownership. And what's also important is to start with the end in mind. If you come into this and you're like, well, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to do it. I might do a little bit. You know, it's a bit of a hobby. You know, I might just get one deal. Probably won't work. Come in fully committed. And what I said to myself, and I'm sure this is going to help you guys, because I was nervous at the start as well. I just said, no matter what, I'm going to give it 1,000,000% for 12 months, and then I'm going to see where I'm at. Because what happens to a lot of people, and maybe you can relate to this, it's very easy to chase the shiny penny. One minute you want to do cryptos. Then the next minute you're doing multi-level marketing. Then the next minute you've got some crazy ass business idea. Then you want to go and be a pilot. Whatever. And what happens if you're not careful? You can jump from idea and strategy. And before you know it, you're like 3, 4, 5 years down the line and you're actually in a worse position. So this is what happened to me. And I'll share this with you because some of you might be on a similar journey to as I was 6 years ago, right? 6 years ago, I couldn't think about being an international speaker, running training courses, Assets for Life becoming the UK's number one property business and wealth training company, being a best-selling author, hundreds of thousands of followers all around the world. That wasn't on my radar 6 years ago. What was on my radar was I'm banging trouble. I've just invested £25,000 of money that I don't have. And I've got to make £60,000 a year pretty fast. So in the beginning, that was like my end goal. I thought if I can just get to that position, then I'll see where I'm at. And what happens, you start to have short-term and long-term visions. Because imagine this, 90 days from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're cash flowing at an extra 30, 60, 100,000 pounds a year from a high cash flowing property portfolio. You're doing smaller deals, bigger deals. You've replaced your salary, if not doubled or tripled it. When you get into that position, options start to open up, like the pressure's off. no longer are you in this bubble, which most people are, where they've got to continuously work to live. You're paying your bills, you're doing your mortgage payments, you got upgraded the car on the drive. It's called what I call breathing, because I couldn't breathe 6 years ago. I was like suffocating. But the moment that I got to that 60 grand a year, it was like, whew, oh my goodness. What else can I do again? Who can I help? What type of life can we have? So then what happened is my vision got bigger. My vision got bigger and it's now freaking like galactic. It's huge, right? Which is amazing, yeah? And what's also important is to merge your passion with your profession. So there are certain elements of property that I freaking hate. Like with a passion. I thought I was going to like them, but I don't. I'll give you an example of this, right? So when me and Jay kicked off and started together, I was like, man, I'm going to become a project manager. I can't wait to get on the sites and work with all the builders and be there and see all the nice walls going up and see this transformation. And oh my goodness, I'm going to get to spend lots of my time out looking at property deals. So in the first sort of like 8 weeks or so, I was getting involved with all of that stuff. And I was out on viewings and putting viewers offers in, and we got our first few deals and I was there doing all the bits and pieces. And about 8 weeks into the journey, I was like laying in bed one night and I turned round to Holly. I said, Holly, I'm not enjoying this. There's elements of this that are freaking boring me. She said, what elements are those? I said, I hate looking at houses. I hate working with the builders. She said, well, why don't you have a chat with Jay about doing different things? Because you've got different skill sets. I said, yeah, that's a really good idea. So I sat down with Jay. I said, Jay, look, the honest thing is, mate, I don't want to be a cover. I don't care if it's a pink wall or a bloody yellow wall. I said, what I care about are the numbers, the asset, raising the money, the company, the structure, the team. I said, it's not a skill set of mine. I said, but what is a skill set of mine is vision, marketing, sales, building a team, building relationships, working with the power team, raising the joint venture funding. So after about 8, 9, 10 weeks, we started to go off in these slightly different directions. So the point I'm trying to say is you do not have to be good at every single element in property. Don't even worry about that. When you start this journey today, you'll go and try everything. You'll find, because some of you will be like the spreadsheet person, like the deal analytic type person. Some of you will be quite visual and you'll be able to go into a property and say, well, we'll move that wall and we're going to put a nice pretty picture there and that bedspread's going to look nice, and you'll be more into the interior design stuff. Some of you are going to be more in tune with raising the money or building the brand and being more the face of the business. And what happens over these next few weeks is you'll go on this journey and you'll say, I like that. I don't like that. All the stuff you don't like, what can you do? Guess. What could you do? Get someone else to do it. Just outsource and leverage it. You don't have to do it. And that's how you merge your passion and your profession. You will then focus on the highest key result areas that you can do on a daily basis to bring in the most amount of money in the shortest space of time. Does that sound better, by the way? Yes or no, guys? Yeah. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? You focus on the elements that you really enjoy. And would you agree that if you wake up every morning and you're enjoying what you do, it's not going to feel like work, right? It's not going to feel like work. And if it doesn't feel like work, you're going to be so passionate about it, you're going to just push your company to a place that you didn't think was even possible. And what's also important is to identify your 5 to 7 core values. Why are values important? Because it identifies your company. It identifies you and separates you from other people out there. So let me just share with you the Assets for Life vision statement so you can get a bit of an idea. So the Assets for Life vision statement, this is where it all starts to click in, and I'll show you how this works.
financial freedom through property, education and investment to live the life of your dreams. As you can see, it's not about us, it's about you. It's about other people.